The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mosier.
Indeed it is. It is a half an hour-ish of the answers.
It's ishy.
It's more ishy than half hour. That's true.
Yeah.
What it is, we get so many questions every week in our Ask Tom section of Home Show Radio that I feel duty-bound to get as many of them in as we can in this time we're allotted on Sunday morning. So that's what we're doing. But if we don't, you know, there's a chance we're going to answer your question in our Ask Tom videos that we post every day. There's a new one every day that goes up at homeshowradio.com. And by extension, it goes up on our Facebook page and over on the YouTube channel. So we're everywhere all the time. And now we are done with June. We're halfway done with 2020.
We're done with June. Oh, for the show, yeah.
Yeah, done with June. I mean, yep. I think there are plenty of us who aren't quite done with 2020 enough, but there it is. We roll along merrily, and every day is better in some way, right? We're one day closer to putting all this stuff behind us and getting stuff around the house. So that's what it is. We're going to be joined by some of Tom's home show pros this morning. Dustin from Door Clearance Center will be here with buying tips on getting a new front door. We'll talk siding with Caleb from Home Exterior Systems, squeezing a generator into a small space with Bert from Kiss Generators, and as Tom slurps his tea.
I am slurping my coffee. I'm sorry, I was late getting my coffee. I didn't mean to blurt out like that. Sorry, Charlie.
Enjoying mine, too. All right.
There you go.
And here's the most intriguing one of the day. We're going to be learning about a piece that's missing in most air conditioning systems, and Rick from Absolute Comfort Air will tell us what it is and why that is. They're all standing by, ready to help you here and get answers to your Ask Tom questions here on Home Show Radio. Let's get started with Victoria, Tom, in the Energy Quarter. She wants to replace her roof, and she's debating. She's not sure whether to go with GAF shingles or Owen Corning's. She said that she's read that OC has some problems with their glue strips, and they start leaking. She wants your opinion.
I want to know who she's debating with. Is it by herself, or is she debating with a group of neighbors?
Or possibly,
love the way she says debating, which, well, I understand why she says
she,
it, because
she
she's not sure.
She could be self-debating, you know.
Okay, well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Owens Corning is fine. I'm thinking that GAF is fine. I know we talked to Jim Hardwick something about this not too long ago, who owns Ideal Roofing. Now, he happens to be a GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor, which means he has a relationship with GAF. I know that, for instance, Absolute Comfort Air, they are a dealer of American Standard and some other brands, too, but they have a relationship with that company. And so you'll find that in the industry in different trades that they will have a relationship. So I want her to get a roofer she really feels good about. I'd like to see her use Ideal Roofing. In that case, I would hope they would sit and talk about the advantages of using Ideal with GAF, because they get that long, strong warranty because there's a relationship there. But as far as what she's reading on the internet about Owens Corning failing and this and that, it's really hard for me to believe that. I haven't heard anything. I know that if it was out there, people would be talking about it. That's a big company with a lot of dealers here in town, and some good ones too, by the way. And I have Owens Corning on my house, and it's been 22 years now, and it's fine. In fact, I was given a go-ahead by Ideal Roofing after they did my maintenance last year that I probably get another 10, 15 years out of it. So I'm really pleased with that. So I don't think it's something that is probably really true as far as it goes, what she's reading on the internet. But I do know that it's a good company, as well as GAF too. So, and I know if she chose Ideal, that I'd like to see her go with GAF. And I think they would probably lead her in that direction for the other reasons we just talked about.
Now, there's a complete answer for you. All right.
Did you like that?
Well, it was certainly in-depth. But I guess what I'm hearing you say is it's a lot like choosing an air conditioning contractor.
Yeah.
You know, you choose the guy, you let him choose the equipment. So it really comes down to choosing a roofer you trust.
You're choosing a company, not a brand.
Right.
And I think that goes with a lot of things, actually, probably more so not even in home improvements. I'm not sure, because that's all I know, but I'm sure it's in other types of businesses and skills and training and stuff like that too.
It's a Zen art. It really is. I mean, when you think about it, when you choose your partner for life, don't you check out their family too?
Tried that a few times. Yeah. I tried. That's all I got to say.
Well, where the heart goes.
I got to keep working on that one.
it's like I heard Senator Kennedy from Louisiana say, or is he congressman?
He's a goofball.
Yeah, I love that guy. He says it's okay to follow your heart. Just bring your brain along with you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Still to come this morning. Is there a missing piece in your AC system? Rick from Absolute Comfort Air explains. But first, front door advice with Caleb from Door Clearance Center. It's all coming up next as we continue with Early Edition here on Sports Radio 610.
We just talked about choosing a company. Choosing experience, choosing the people that you're going to talk to on the phone when something is not right. And Jimmy over at Custom Gutters with a K has been in the gutter business for 43 years, starting with his father, working for his father's business.
He knows gutters, but he just doesn't know spelling.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of weird names of companies on our
true.
Show, but you know what?
That's
They're
true.
Great companies, so we're going to deal with it. But as far as that goes, custom with a K means K-U-S-T-O-M, in case you ever try to look it up. But I want you to look it up at homeshowradio.com because it'll be much more safer for you to do that.
It goes
so you
for
don't
all,
get
yeah.
led down the wrong
sure.
the wrong road.
Goes for all the home show pros.
Absolutely. So it's very simple. We've done all the work for you, and all you have to do is just enjoy the fruits because it doesn't cost you a penny. Just like listening to the show, it's all free. These people are really good. And back to what he does is he does custom gutter systems for people in residential as well as commercial applications. They do it all, and they do it very well. And if this is hurricane season, if you're not sure about your gutters, if you got some that are hanging off, if you've got some that when you look up there, your fascia boards and your soffit boards are all black and spotted and maybe a few of the seams not looking too good, where they're falling apart. I saw a soffit yesterday. I was looking at it, and they had gutters on the building. It was a commercial building, and all the seams were popping on the soffits. It's because it was taking water, not probably a lot, but just enough to do damage. And when you have that kind of problem, it's not going to get better with age. You want it taken care of, and this is where Jimmy and his company comes in, Custom Gutters, and that's custom with a K. So if you're looking for a gutter system, if you want to find out more about it, go to homeshowradio.com and take a look at the video. You'll be impressed with the video we have on this 7-inch gutter, which is a gutter that most people don't even have the machinery to do and to install on your home, but Custom Gutters does because they know there's a need for a 7-inch gutter here in the Houston area. Maybe not in Arizona, but in Houston for sure. And that's where they are. This is their home. This is where they do business. So go to homeshowradio.com if you have any problems with your gutters, including not wanting to clean them out anymore. They can handle that problem too, as well as any other problem. That's Custom Gutters with a K.
Sunday morning and Home Show Early Edition is on the radio, and we're getting your letters asking about front doors, selecting one, buying the right one. And so we're going to go to the source. I've got Dustin Eppolito on the phone from Door Clearance Center. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey, Charlie. Good morning.
All right. So you heard the setup. People want a great new front door. Are there, say, three things we should keep in mind when we're looking for a new front door?
Absolutely. First one, probably start with, is price and availability. Make sure you get a door that's within your budget. You know, is it a couple hundred dollars or is it, $10,000.
But you can still get a great door for a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, absolutely. And decide how long you want to wait for it. Do you want to take it home today or wait a few weeks?
Get something custom made then. Sure. Okay. And the second point is?
Probably quality and application. You know, you want a good quality door, but where are you going to put it? Mm. Is it going to get a lot of weather? If so, if you choose a wood door, you're going to have to maintain that. Whereas steel and fiberglass doors they require less maintenance.
And fiberglass doors can look just as good as a wood one. What about the third point?
Third point is decide whether you want to go finished or unfinished. Mm. Most people like a door that's ready to install, so they just go with a pre-finished door that needs no further finishing.
All right.
However, we also offer a lot of unfinished options if you have that perfect finish that you want to choose.
And make it match your woodwork. Sure. Okay. So we picked the right door, but Dustin, you were showing me when I was up there at the store a device you have to make the door extra safe.
Oh, yeah. Do we have the door jam armor? What it does is you add a steel reinforcement to the jam that makes it really strong to prevent a kick-in, and you can check that out online.
Hey, he's Dustin Eppolito from the Door Clearance Center. You can learn more about them by visiting our site, homeshowradio.com, and clicking on the Door Clearance Center icon. Thanks for being with us this morning, Dustin.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you for listening to Early Edition on Sports Radio 610, where we help you with whatever kind of project you got, even a siding project. We have a question from the Ask Tom section from Mitch in Spring about Hardy, so we'll go to one of our Home Show Hardy pros. That's Caleb at Home Exterior Systems. Good morning, Caleb. Can you help us out with Mitch today?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, well, let me tell you what he's asking. He says he and his wife are planning to re-side their home there in spring, and they know they want to go with Hardy. And they went to the website, and they were surprised to find that there's like a, he says, like a half dozen varieties of Hardy plank siding. And what he's wondering is there any kind of performance difference, and why would you choose one style over another?
There's really not a performance difference by choosing some of the different styles of Hardy. It's much more in the aesthetic and the look and feel of the product and how they're trying to use that Hardy product to look on their home. So there's a variety of different options that Hardy has been able to develop that we can present, from vertical siding to horizontal siding. And there's different textures. If you want a wood grain look to kind of mimic the wood that you potentially had in your home prior versus maybe a more modern look with going with a smooth product. So there's a lot of different things that we try to show and then help discuss with our customers so they're getting the right Hardy product installed on their home in the correct way.
Which are the ones that you find most popular, the ones that are used the most?
We probably find the horizontal lap siding to be one of the more popular options. And people often do like the wood grain look that's called cedar mill when they're selecting their Hardy product, because they like the look and feel of wood, but they love the performance of Hardy, where they won't have to replace it again because it won't rot out like so many homes in Houston are having to have replace their siding because that wood has begun to rot.
Mm-hmm. Or it gets bugs or all that. I mean,
sure.
You know that Hardy's impervious to that. But aside from that, I mean, there's like a bead finish and other kinds of horizontal Hardy plank too, right?
Yes. There's one called beaded that has a little bead along the bottom that's a similar look but is a little bit different as you get closer to it. There's one that has a small groove that's more of a colonial style. And then on several of the boards, you can change the height of the board. So if you're wanting a shorter board so that it's closer to each one as you go up the wall, you can do a shorter board versus a taller board. And you can also vary the finish. So there's a variety of different ways you can change the look of your house, even going with a horizontal board.
Nobody has more experience than the Home Show Hardy Pros, and Caleb with Home Exterior Systems is a good example of that. Learn more about them and all of Tom's trusted Home Show Pros at homeshowradio.com, right there on the homepage. Caleb, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
Well, many of us are thinking about remodeling. What are we going to do to our home because we have to stay home so much? And it's not quite, there's one thing when you go to work every day, you have a life, you go out, you go to restaurants, and a lot of us aren't doing that right now for obvious reasons. I don't need to go into that. But now we're spending much more time at home, and our home has become, well, it has different uses now. We're teaching our kids, they're going to school at the house, you're working at the home, you're doing all kinds of different things, and maybe it's time to think about remodeling a little bit. Just an example, you work at home, how about an office? How about a place where you can do the best work possible? I have a friend I talked to last night. He got furloughed. He's starting his own business. He's working at home now. He's actually liking it. He's got a good attitude about it. But, you know, he needs a place at home to work now. And a kitchen table will only take you so far. And I know a lot of you are teaching your children and doing your work at a kitchen table. Let's remodel the home. Let's call Trifection and say, you know what? I need a space of my own where I can be productive and have a good life and do what I need to do. Everything from the outside, the inside, you're going to be doing room additions. Maybe you don't have enough square footage. Maybe you just want to remodel the whole house, rearrange some of the rooms. Because I know a lot of you have rooms you probably don't use. And you can use it if you rearrange it and do it right. So go with the experts. Go with the people. And I'll tell you what, I've used them. and I'm impressed with the way they put their team together. They will take you through every step of the process. You will be very happy at the end, and you will get what you want. You will achieve your goal. So if you thought about this, time to pull the trigger. You're staying home now? Let's get that home the way you want it. Let's call Trifection at 281-KITCHEN.
IO Silver, let's pull the trigger.
I like that, yes.
Yeah. Pull the trigger.
That's right.
Trigger was the name of the horse for you young people.
Yes.
Okay, yep. They don't know that, Charlie.
Yeah. They just... Idaho Trigger. What was the other one's name? The other horse's name was it Scout? Tonto and Scout? Anyway. All right.
Yes.
It's Home Show Confidential, by the way. You really want to get a heap and help into this stuff every day. Get our Home Show Confidential. It's our email newsletter. We send that every week. Loyal listeners get it. And if you feel loyal, you should get it too. All you got to do is send Tom a question or whatever. You'll be automatically registered to get it. It'll show up in your email every Thursday. That's our deal there. All right, more questions, more answers from Home Show Radio and the Ask Tom section of the website. Where do I find the answer is what Benjamin wants to know, Tom. He wants the answer. He wants to build a patio cover, and he says, my gas meter is right at 3 feet from the edge of the patio, and he's wondering what the specs are in Houston for the building code on that and who he should ask. By the way, he says, don't wash your Mustang. We're going to get rain for the next few days.
Okay, well, first off, I washed it the other day, so I'm covered, and it's in the garage. Right, so good, I'm clear on that
Good.
Now, I missed something. He wants to put what next to his house?
Exactly.
No, what was it?
Just leaving you hanging for fun. No.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one word I missed as you were going through the whole thing.
He's going to build a patio cover.
Oh, a patio cover.
And he says the gas meter's about right at 3 feet from the edge. And he's wondering, what are the specs on this? Is there some
There's
code?
Not a problem. As long as the guys can come and read the meter. Well, actually, they don't even read meters anymore. They're all smart meters, so it's not really a big deal.
All right.
I don't think anybody's going to give them a hard time at all. They need to have access. And you know why they have to have access now? Before it was to read the meter, right? They used to have to have access to the electrical meter and the gas meter. Today, they need access to cut your gas off if you don't pay the bill. That's all they really care about.
So,
because they can read it from home. They have their home office at Trifection put in now, too.
So, Benjamin, go ahead and put in that 8-foot fence with the razor wire. You'll be good.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anthony in Thornton says, we bought a 1913 country church building that we're converting into a house. This sounds like a fun project.
Wow,
he says,
yeah.
There are no roof or soffit vents whatsoever. I'm going to install an electric exhaust fans on the roof. The air intake is going to get real interesting since there's only about a 2x6 worth of room along the perimeter of the attic to drill holes for the soffit vents. Best I can figure, he says, bore about 4-inch holes and install soffit vents. What are your thoughts?
He can do that. You can depends what kind of soft vents. You can get what we call bird hole vents and just drill the hole and pop the vent in. They're little round vents. You can drill bigger holes like he's talking about and then put the 8-inch by 16-inch or 4-inch by 16-inch grills on top. Just make sure the grills are facing the house so you don't look up and see a rough cut hole up in there through the little grills. But there, any kind of opening is good, and you just want to cover it to make it look finished.
Okay, just enough to get the air in. I guess you would run a ridge.
I mean, yeah, the most you can, a biggest opening you can cut, fine. But we used to take hole saws and just cut the big holes and then put the 16-inch by 8-inch grill on top, face the grill in. Nobody knew what the hole looked like, and it pretty much made a nice hole for the air to flow.
But it's only got about 2x6 worth of space there. So those smaller holes, the smaller vents.
Well, that's where you have to find something to cover it, and you need to put what you can.
Those bird hole vents would be the way to go on that project.
We used a lot of them between what we used to use exposed rafters and a lot of the Spanish style architecture that a lot of people would request, where they had those rafter tails sticking out, and between the rafter tails you'd have blocking, and then we'd drill holes and put the bird hole vents in there and then just paint it, and you would just kind of blend in. Yeah.
At the other end, though, he's talking about putting electric vents up there. Does he need that, or would just a ridge vent do the job?
Ridge vent would do the job. If he does electric vents, he better make sure he has enough intake because you've got to move that air. You know, we talked to Jim the other day about these solar vents and stuff, and they use quite a bit of them when they can't use the ridge vents and they don't have enough ridge to do it. But at the same time, we also talked about making sure you feed those fans with all the air they need. If you don't, it's with the solar fans, you're not going to have a real problem, except it's not going to move the air and it's going to cause kind of a weird pressure thing going on mm-hmm. in the attic.
Okay, so if he is going to do the power fans, you say do the solar ones.
I definitely say do the solar ones for sure. I think that's a great option as opposed to the ones you have to run electricity and you have to pay the electric company, and those tend to burn out and cause people other problems. But as far as that goes, the solar vents are great. You just got to make sure that you have, and you can look this up and you can look at the specs on them, you have enough openings to feed the vents. So depending how many vents you have, you need to make sure you have enough opening to feed each one of them.
Got it. All right, coming up in just a minute, big power in a small space with Bert from Kiss Generators as Early Edition continues here on Sports Radio 610.
Home Show Early Edition continues, giving you the power of knowledge. And, of course, what you need when the power goes out is some reliable juice, and that's why we have our Home Show pros at Kiss Generators. And that's where I find Bert this morning, who's ready to help me and Tom answer a question from you. Bert, I got a tight space question. Is this something you can help us with?
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, we can help you with that. So that's our specialty.
Perfect. That's why we got you. Bob in Uptown says that with hurricane season here, his wife and he have decided to pull the pin and get a home generator, but they're in the gallery area with a tight space. What kind of challenge does that give you in putting a generator in?
Well, it gets our creative juices flowing. We're able to size the generator and where we can place it on your property.
What kind of space do you need for a small size generator?
Kohler has 8 and 10 kW generators, all the way up to the 20 air-cooled versions. And now those the 20 has the larger footprint, of course. The 8 and the 10s have limited availability on the electrical supply, but they offer us a smaller footprint in order to put it somewhere and make it comfortable for you as well.
So in that case, you'd have to make some choices about what that generator is going to power. Can you set it up to where the generator can alternate different things depending on what you're using?
Yes, we can use load shedding in order to prioritize certain circuits, and that way the entire building is on the generator. However, only certain circuits can be used at the same time.
Like, for instance, if you decide to run the your electric oven, suddenly your dishwasher is not going to be available or something like that.
Correct.
Of course, the first thing you have to do is put it in. And imagine you've got to jump through some hoops to get a generator in a town home community like that. Is that something that you help people do when you put the generator in, or is that up to the customer to handle?
Well, we'll sit with the client. We'll review the property lines. We review the plot lines. If there's any permitting that's going to be required, we handle all the permitting. Now, dealing with your HOA, that will have to be done by the client. That is not something we like to get between the HOA and their client.
But you can help give us some guidance and tips in getting that done, though.
Absolutely. We can provide drawings. We can provide placement. We can take the plot plan. We can modify that plot plan so that it reflects where we want to put the generator, so that that then can be provided to the HOA for their approval.
The moral of the story is, don't assume you can't fit a generator in your space until you talk to someone who knows how to do it.
We develop creative ideas on installing generators all the time, so there is no spot that we have an impossible task at.
Which is what makes them our Home Show Pro for standby power. It's Kiss Generator. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Bert, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great day.
We continue on with Early Edition. I'm Charlie. He's Tom. And on the phone, we've got our Home Show Pro for air conditioning. It's Rick with Absolute Comfort Air. I'm hoping that he can help us with a question we got from Stan in Meyerland. Good morning, Rick. Can you help us out?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Let me tell you what's going on with Stan. Stan says he's been getting some flickering lights, and he called his electrician buddy, and he came over and said, no, what you need is a hard start system on your air conditioner. First of all, what is a hard start kit, and does he need it, and why would you not have it if it does that job?
Well, a start kit is very essential to your unit. With the lights flickering like that, mm-hmm. that means that the compressor is drawing too many amps on startup. And what the start kit does, that lowers the amp draw on startup so it doesn't have that flickering issue with the lights. The start kit just lowers your amp draw when it starts up. It protects the compressor, too, and it adds 5 to 10 years life to that compressor.
In other words, it's going to regulate how much the compressor is pulling when it starts. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. So, like, for an example, is a normal compressor will start up like at 160 amps on startup, but then it goes down to 17 to 18 amps while it's running. What that does is the start kit will drop that in half.
If these things are so good, why don't air conditioners just come with them already installed on them?
And some of the units do. Your higher efficient units, like your 17s, 18s, and 20 series, they do come with them. But when you get down to the 16 and 14 series, they don't put them on. What they do is they want those units not to last but 5 to 10 years on the compressors. So to them, they say it's a efficiency issue. It lowers the efficiency, which it does not. And it shows it in the spec plate. If you pull the panel off and look on the wiring diagram, it shows the start kit wired in. They just don't put them in.
Hmm. So they make it an aftermarket thing you have to do once you already have the system put
in. Exactly. The start kits that we put in, we actually match them up to the compressor size and to the capacitor size, because some companies will put in those aftermarket ones, which do not last very long. The ones that we make, we actually design them and make them ourselves and put them in.
So that they're designed specifically for each specific system.
Correct.
So it sounds like he not only needs a hard start kit, he needs to call you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And also, too, you know, a perfect match to go with that start kit is to add a time delay in there, too. So what happens is if you get any kind of little power shortage, instead of the unit kicking right back on, it gives you like a 3-minute time delay on the outside unit to let everything equalize. And then it kicks it back on, which helps the start kit as well.
This is why Rick and the folks at Absolute Comfort Air are our home show pros. You want to learn more about them? Go to homeshowradio.com. That's where you can not only learn about them, but also contact them. Rick, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
No problem, sir.
Charlie?
Yes?
I want that recording of you and Rick.
Yes?
Because I get that question all the time, and I just want to hit a button and let Rick answer it. Because he answered it better than I ever have.
He knows
because of the
stuff.
Fact that there's so many little nuances, and you've got to know your stuff. That was a great interview, by the way.
Thank you.
Just wanted to throw that out there, because
hard
start kits are always in the news. Let's see here. Texas Drain Technology.
Here's something else in the news all the time. Clogging pipes and
pipes,
people, yeah, and repiping.
Rust.
People falling for the repiping sucker punch.
Well, I'm not going to go quite that strong on it, because sometimes repiping, and you'll find out the TDT will do it once in a while, change some of the pipes, but it happens because they don't have anything else to offer. How many times you go to a business and say, well, we can give you chocolate cake because that's what we make, but if you want a different kind of cake, we don't make it.
Well, that's the point I'm making, is that
exactly,
companies that are set up and all they do is repipe, every answer is a
that's
repipe.
It?
I call it a sucker punch.
Okay, well, that's fine. I've had a few of those before in my life. Anyway, as far as that goes, Texas Drain Technology, well, TDT, we'll keep it simple.
Yeah.
They have the system that they can offer you all different options and maybe a combination in some cases of what it takes.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
but
they
have vanilla cake too.
Yeah,
they have strawberry and other ones also.
They have bun cake. They have no bake cake. They got them all. But most importantly, we did a video about this.
Yes.
Where they came to a place, you know, where they clean out the pipes. They came to a part of the house where the pipe was so far gone that they had to replace that section, and they did PEX because they also do PEX repiping in addition to cleaning out the pipes.
I think in the sense most plumbers during a repipe of any kind are going to use PEX. PEX is a good product.
Sure.
It's been around a while. So
installed
they, of course, are schooled in all parts of what they need to do to get your house back in order. There's no doubt.
Well, they do things like where they stub out on the pipes where they come out. They put copper fittings there instead of just leaving the PEX hanging out of the wall, because a lot of the cheaper repipe people, that's all they'll do. They'll bring the PEX to the stub out, and then you have to – you know, they leave it up to the plumber, and TDT does it right.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you want those copper stubs. That's the only way I've ever did it in the homes I built for people. We always had those stubs coming out like that, and that's good quality practice when
it's
it comes to plumbing.
Kind of inside baseball describing that to people, but it is.
I like the inside baseball.
But it's
attention to the detail.
Exactly,
there's no
right.
doubt about
it. I've seen people get PEX repiping that when they run the water, it sounds like there's a train going by.
Well, we won't have it with TDT. So I want people to call them, because you're going to get better options. You're probably going to get better pricing. You're probably going to get the job done quicker. and with a lot less mess. And you know what? Some people don't want to remodel their home. They just want to have the pipes working right again and move right back into everything that they already like and have. And that's good for them. TDT can make that happen. So to find out more about it, and I love the idea about the video, Charlie, because this is something people need to see. I can talk about it all day long, but until they see it, then they'll go, wow, that looks cool. That's going to work, and that's what you want to do. So go to homeshowradio.com and hit the TDT icon. Look at the video, and then you'll and the pictures we have there, too, and you'll go, oh, I get it now.
The Emmy Award-winning work of Chris Desmond and the video crew, those videos tell you so much more than we can explain on the
radio.
Oh, they're
awesome.
Yeah, so make sure you go visit those. You'll find them at homeshowradio.com. There are new ones going up all the time, along with all the other information you want to hear. And, of course, there's the Listen Now button, too. If you get up in the middle of the night and you need a little fix of Tom, you just click that button, and there you go. There's Tom in your ear.
Yes, and you know what? Sandra's out riding her bike right now listening to the show on the podcast.
Look out!
Okay. I'm telling you, she is.
All right.
There's all kinds of ways to listen.
There you
and
go.
And see the videos, too.
That's true. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on any – all these kids with their mobile devices and smart things. Anyway, I remember when speakers just needed 8-ohm wire from this twist onto the back of it, and now they're all wireless. It's hard to keep up.
I just threw a whole roll of that wire away because I had no use for it anymore.
Exactly right. All right. Get back to the questions. That's what we're here for, answering the ones you send us at homeshowradio.com, using that Ask Tom button. Yet another purpose for that website. Lynn in Montgomery, Texas writes to us, I want to put wood on my outdoor patio ceiling. And right now it has sheetrock on it. And she wants to know, do I just use some 1x4s to trim it out with support every 4 feet or so and then nail the wood to that? Or do I go right through the sheetrock? What's your advice?
If you're using long lengths of wood, like a bead board or something, it depends what kind of wood you're talking about. But if it's long linear lengths, I would just mark the ceiling joist behind the sheetrock. And I'd put it right against the sheetrock and nail right into the ceiling joist behind the sheetrock. Sheetrock's probably half inch thick, so you want to use a connector that's going to go through that and into the wood itself. I wouldn't bother with the 1x4s. If you were doing some kind of square parquet ceiling, which wood is probably you're not going to use for that, but you'll find other kind of square ceilings like acoustic tiles or the stamped metal panels that a lot of people use in restaurants and commercial buildings and in their homes too. Then the 1x4s will become necessary because you usually have to put those on 12-inch centers to give you a nailing pattern that is going to be a little closer together than if you were trying to get the ceiling joists, which are probably going to be 16-inch on center. So that would be a little bit different. And if you are going to use the ceiling joists, now this is another little caveat, you're going to have to run perpendicular to the ceiling joists to do this wood. If you want the wood to run in the direction of the ceiling joists, then you have to put the 1x4s up. That will make it perpendicular nailing patterns for it. So that would be one area where you're going to have to skip what I just talked about and go direct and go with the 1x4s because you want the direction to be different.
Got it. Real quick one here because we're running a little late here on time.
Really?
I know. I'm trying to be a good guy in time.
You are a good guy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know why the production department doesn't complain as I hand them their check. But anyway, Gretchen in Richmond wants to
know. You see the blank stares you're getting right now from the production department?
What? We get a check? We get paid for this? Anyway. Gretchen lives so much for doing this quickly. Gretchen in Richmond lives in a 1,700-square-foot home, and she saw our video about gutters, speaking of videos. And she wants to know if she were to replace – does she really need the 7-inch gutters we suggested in the video? They're down there, and they don't have a lot of trees in Fort Bend where she lives.
I don't think it has a lot to do with it. Excuse me, the trees. That just means you can fill it up with more leaves, which is not a goal you should have with your gutters. So whether you have a 7-inch or a 5-inch gutter, you still, if you have trees or leaves, you're going to put the guard on top. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy from Custom Gutters can certainly help you with that. Do you need 7-inch gutters? No. That's why you have an expert come out who is going to, you know, advise you on what would be the perfect gutter for you. 7-inch gutters are for areas that have really steep sloped roofs and other things like that where the amount of water is just incredible. But if you have a normal amount of water, probably a 6-inch with good downspouts is probably going to handle it. And in some cases, even a 5-inch gutter like I have on my home on some areas that have a very low sloped roof and a oversized downspout will handle all the water and more. So it has a lot to do with the situation that she's going to be in with her own roof line.
We got one more question for you, Tom, and we'll get to that right after this.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Early Edition continues as the drummer kicks into the little fill for us here. Tom will be answering your questions till 11 a.m. this morning at 281-496-5711. I'll be getting out of the way here in just a minute. I got to get to Mass, and Tom's got to get to your calls at 281-496-5711. We got one more question for you about fascia. We're going to get to that and soffits after Tom talks about this.
If you're considering jackhammering your concrete out because it is settled, you have puddles after a rain that just form and you're having to walk through it, drive through it, you're driving your car up to your garage and all of a sudden there's a 6-inch step you have to drive over and it's starting to annoy you, it will get annoying very quickly. Trust me on that one. You want to do something about that, and you don't have to jackhammer that concrete out. I want you to make one other call first. It won't cost anything. They're going to come out. They're going to consult with you. It could be same kind of situation around your swimming pool. It could be a patio out back that has settled in the wrong direction, and now water is pooling up against your home. It could be a sidewalk. I've seen them just level these things and put just the right slope on them so the water drains to the street. And it could be because of trees. Who knows what the situation is? The bottom line is this. If you call Concrete Raising Corporation, they can come out, they have a couple different methods, and they'll explain those methods to you about which is going to be most economical and probably going to be the proper fit for what you're trying to achieve. But as far as that goes, they can raise, level those concrete slabs and fill the voids underneath them that were caused by drainage or whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden that concrete is back to where it's supposed to be. And there's a real advantage to this. First off, if you jackhammer a section out and re-pour it, it's never going to match. It'll look people hate the looks of it. It's going to be really white to the old dirty gray. And no matter how you clean it up, it's never going to match because they're different batches of concrete. When you just raise what you have, it looks like it always did, but in a good way, because now it's draining properly. So give them a call before you make that decision. Before, as we said earlier, you pull the trigger with that jackhammer. You don't want to do that yet until you call Concrete Raising Corporation to find out more about it and see some great videos and a lot of pictures and explanation of what they do. Just go to homeshowradio.com and look for the CRC icon, and boom, you'll be right at their website. No imposters, no imitators in between. And you will find out exactly how they can help you.
Before you pull the trigger.
Yes.
You want to make sure you're dealing with somebody of the right somebody of the right caliber. So there you go.
Uh-oh.
Stop
I bought him. A 38 the other day.
Stop him now. Stop him. That's so funny. I bought a 9mm. All right. Let's see.
I got one of those, too.
I'll meet you at dawn.
Okay. Yes.
Right. Last question this morning comes from Ben in Galveston. He says he bought a home last year built in the 40s. It has a brick exterior. And he says his soffits and fascia are rotting and need to be replaced. He wants to know, do you recommend aluminum, vinyl, or hardy soffits and fascia? He wants to know which would be the easiest to install and which are going to be the most durable. I kind of know the answer to this, but can't wait to hear how you explain it.
Well, you finally came with a short answered question, so we can not be on time. And that is hardy. It just beats them all. I don't know if you can find aluminum anymore. I don't even think they make
it. No kidding.
And to find someone to put vinyl on in this town is impossible because that's just gone with the wind.
And if it's not now, it will be after you put it up.
That's true, too. It doesn't hold up well. No, the hardy soffit, hardy fascia, they even have a perforated one so it breathes. You don't have to worry about putting in soffit vents. It's already there. It's a great product.
So one of our Home Show hardy pros can handle that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because it sounds like he wants to do it himself, but trust me, when you get into that fascia, the fascia is one thing, but when you start working with that soffit, you're going to want a professional doing it.
Working on an upside down on a ladder is very awkward, to tell everybody.
It is not the way to go. It's kind of like doing the show some Sundays. All right. All right, that's going to do it for Early Edition this morning. I wanted to let you know that you can hear all our Home Show pros that were on the program this morning. Dustin at Door Clearance Center, Caleb at Home Exterior Systems, Bert Jr. from Kiss Generators, and Rick from Absolute Comfort Air. Yeah, they were all here. If you're just joining us, you can go back and hear what they had to talk about anytime you want at homeshowradio.com. Under that Early Edition button. which is up there in the menu at the top. If you want to send us your question, be part of this, or any of our video, Ask Tom videos, visit homeshowradio.com. Click on that Ask Tom button, fill it out, send it in, and we'll send you back an answer. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's how we like to keep it here at Home Show Radio. I want to thank Jacob for being here, and Will for wearing their masks and their gloves and their hazardous waste bunny suits. I didn't take it personally, but they are being safe, and you should be too. We're going to be back again next weekend with another early edition, and we'll be on live on Facebook at 8:45 this Thursday morning. I'm Charlie Mosier. Tom continues till 11 here on Sports Radio 610.
This is Home Show Radio. Excuse me. I'm Tom Tynan. Got my cough drop. Clear my throat a little bit. It's what happens in radio with the Sahara dust. Yes, we have now something else to deal with, the Sahara dust. I'm down in Brownsville, and we have it just as bad as in Houston. Apparently, it's down the whole coast. They said, oh, but it makes the sunrises beautiful. Really? Guess I'm hacking away. Fine. That's what I need, another beautiful sunrise with Sahara dust all over. Oh, well, it's okay. Call me, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. In fact, it's another reason to wear a mask, so you're getting double duty today with the virus and the dust, the dusty virus. Not a good thing, I'm sure. Be very careful out there. Everybody take care of yourselves and take care of your family, because especially the young ones, they don't – when I say young, I don't mean young. I mean, you know, 14 to 20. Sometimes they don't have enough sense yet. The brain kind of leaves their body, doesn't come back till about 23 years old, I've noticed. Then it kind of settles back into their brain and or their skull, and they're okay. All right, let's talk to Steve. Steve, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a question regarding a subject probably talked about quite a bit, is water pressure at home.
Okay.
I've got a home that I believe if I moved in 2 years ago. Maybe it was built in early 90s. I've got decent water pressure throughout my house, but it's my master bath that it has a standard, you know, spout that comes out of the wall. And I'm about 6'2". And, of course, it's made for a hobbit. You know, I can't shower in there with that life, with that size, with that height. So I've added this standard type of elbow you can buy at any big box store where sends the extension up a little higher and you can have a better angle, whatnot. But of course, it's a smaller diameter. Is that what could be affecting my water pressure? Because the water pressure is just poor in that shower. Everywhere else is fine.
Was it poor before you put that thing on?
It was. It just wasn't what I would find in like when I go to hotels or if I spend the night at, you know, a friend's house or whatnot. You know, it just seemed to find better water pressure anywhere else I go, except for like what I find in my bath. So I figured it's just not normal.
Is it a single handle faucet?
It is.
Change the cartridge to see if that helps.
Okay. I've never worked on it, so.
Might not be able to. You want to get a plumber to do it, but it might have debris in it, and it's cutting. It doesn't take much. I mean, it can take just a few particles of junk. And you can cut your pressure in half. I was in a shower once, and the whole thing just stopped on me. I was running up in the attic naked in my first house, thinking that the pipes burst. And when I came back down and finally realized that something got dislodged and just shut the entire shower down in the mixer valve at the cartridge.
Okay. And, I guess it doesn't matter what size diameter that this elbow is reducing.
Well, it's going to matter, but if it wasn't good to begin with, I mean, sure, it's not helping, but if it was never good, it was never good.
Do I have any alternatives to doing what I did as far as that turn that I had to do?
Well, if you just want to redo the shower and put your shower head up higher, I think, yeah, a shower head should be 6 foot, 6 foot 8 inches above the floor as far as I'm concerned, but a lot of people put them way too low. But as far as that goes, no. I mean, you can rebuild the shower, put all new piping and stuff in there if that's what it takes, but that's going to be expensive.
Sure, and the cartridge idea seems much more.
Yeah, if it's just a cartridge and that's all you need, I mean, come on, then you're all set. It's worth spending a little to find out if that's what it is and clean out that mixer valve. It might have some debris in there. Because if you say the rest of the house is fine and that wasn't good to begin with before you put the extension on, now we put the extension on, it's still not good. I mean, it's always been bad. It could be the mixer valve, and if you have to replace it, you'll have to replace it. But hopefully it's just the cartridge in there if it's from the 90s. How long have you lived in the house?
About 2 years I moved in.
Okay, so you weren't there at the beginning. So this could be it could have a debris in there for the last 5 years. You don't know, and nobody ever thought about it. So yeah, I would have the cartridge replaced. Have you know if you don't want to do it, call Abacus Plumbing. Come out, clean out the mixer valve. Have the cartridge replaced. They might have a few tricks up their sleeves and see if we can get the pressure up. You can't increase pressure in a house. Whatever you're getting, you're getting. You can't put a pump or something to make it stronger. It doesn't work.
Fair enough. Thank you for your help. Very helpful.
You're very welcome, and that's why I'm here, to help people. So we're going to get to Mike in a minute, but let me just tell you about Home Exterior Systems, who are proven and guaranteed. That's their kind of motto right now is, hey, they've proven themselves. They've been around a long time, and they put on the Hardy siding system, just so you know what they do, and they do it very, very well. In fact, they work very closely with Hardy. They're an elite preferred installer certified by the Hardy Corporation. And I might add, they're also a certified Home Show Pro here at Home Show Radio, where you can visit homeshowradio.com and find out more about them, because they have their own website that we connect to, and it'll take you right to them. But proven and guaranteed, that's what they are. They've proven with time, and they guarantee their work because they're associated with the company, which was Hardy, that actually provides, I guess you might say, the material, and they provide the skill, and boom, you get the best job. Home Exterior Systems, give them a call and find out more about proven and guaranteed, because that's what it's all about with them. And they do know the Hardy siding, and they have crews that have been with them, some of them over a decade, some of the guys. That means the skill set is there, and the skill set is so important. Every product out there, you know, we had a question earlier about aluminum and vinyl and, you know, what kind of product should you use? Well, when it comes to a skill set, they're all different. And so if you're going to use the Hardy siding system, which you certainly should use to reside your home, you want a company that has the skills to do that, that have the crews that understand exactly how the detail work goes, you know, the caulking, the painting, everything about it, because they are turnkey. They're going to do the whole thing. Give them a call at 281-407-0880. That's 281-407-0880 for proven and guaranteed. That's Home Exterior Systems.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
That's 281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on Home Show Radio.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. I've got a construction project up in Colorado, and I want to use the criteria that you use to pick the Home Show Radio pros. I wonder, is that criteria outlined on the website or?
I think it is, but I'm not sure because it changes all the time. We have Zach in there that's constantly updating and moving things around, and they're trying to stay very relevant and very fluid. So I would tell you definitely go to it and take a look at it. But the most important things that I get into is make sure they have a place of business, a telephone and an office. They're not working out of a pickup truck. That's really important when you hire a company. Now, that doesn't mean their workers don't work out of the pickup truck because they're going to have laborers to come in. That's fine. But the company you deal with, the ones you write the check to, that's incredibly important. Number two is make sure they have insurance and they have a certificate of insurance mailed directly to you from the insurance company. This allows you to find out if their insurance lapses. The insurance company will notify you during the job. So that's really important, too. And their bank and where they buy their materials. These four things to me are more important than anything. You want to know what bank they use because you're going to be writing checks to the company and their company has to have a bank. I used to have a contact person when I was in business. They would call the vice president that I dealt with and they would say, oh yeah, Tom's been with us for so many years and he's in good standing with the bank and It's a business. I mean, that's all they can tell you. They can't tell you much more than that. But it was just a good call, and they were more than happy to give them the 2 cents on what my business was doing. And you do that with the material suppliers. Where do you buy your lumber? Where do you buy your roofing materials? Just call accounts payable and make sure they pay their bills on time. If you tell the company that that's what you want to do and you want that information, you'll hear one of two things. You'll hear, oh, yeah, we'll get that all that information to you, no problem, and then you never hear from them again because you scared them off. Or they're going to say, yeah, we've got this, and I'll get you the rest, and then they provide all the information you need, and you can follow through with it. But the ones that say, oh, no problem, they'll run away. They won't come back if they don't have that kind of info to give you.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir, Mike. And I will check that with the website, but I bet you anything we have some of that stuff on there. It just, we have Zach. Zach takes care of the website. Constantly upgrading. Constantly doing it better and better and better. And I'd have to go to it every single day, Monday through Friday, because he does not work Saturday and Sunday that I know of. And who knows what he has done between a Friday, what he has done between a Monday and a Wednesday. Gosh, I mean, I got a call from him the other day. He said, Tom, I'm making you a poster, so when we do Facebook Live, we have a poster of the show behind you. I said, cool. I think that's great. So we went over it. Just something new. I didn't see that coming at all. So he's a busy beaver, and he's very talented, by the way. The guy knows his stuff. We've worked with him. I've worked with him off and on for, I don't know, it's got to be close to over 10 years now with Zach, because he used to be the producer of the show. So him and I go way back here at Mosier Media, and I know he's worked with Charlie on and off as his own business and now back as an employee and all that good stuff over at least a 10-year period, too, probably longer. All right, Cutting Edge Tile Removal is a company, and you hear me cough sometimes, right? Now I got the Sahara dust bothering me. I don't know, it's just old age. And can you imagine having the Sahara dust times 100 in your home during a remodel project? You're going to tear out all your travertine, you're going to tear out your slate, your Sauteo tile, whatever the case may be. You're going to tear it all out because you're putting in new floor coverings. And what a Sahara dust mess that will make in your home. It is horrible. You will be coughing that stuff up for months, maybe longer than that, because it's impossible once it spreads through the home to get it all. It's just impossible. You can't do it. I don't care who says what. Oh, yeah, we'll vacuum it all up. We'll put plastic up. Forget it. It's not going to work. It's just too messy, too dusty, except when you call Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Cutting Edge Tile, this is the company that can remove all the stone or tile, right? Could be porcelain, could be ceramic. I mean, whatever the floor is. They remove all the grout, which is a dusty mess. That's just in between the tiles. Then the thin sets, and let's say in some cases when you're dealing with stone, it could be a mud float underneath there as thick as an inch and a quarter. When you get into Sauteo tiles, because they're not uniformed in size, you'll see that. And that was a big trend for a long time, the Sauteo tiles. Not too much today, thank goodness. I never liked them. They really didn't hold, they just didn't look right. It had to be a very specific application in a very specific type of architecture to work. And when it did well. But as far as that goes, they'll get it out. And when they drive away, they go down the street. You will not see a dust trail. They will not be leaving it behind. They will be driving away with it. You won't see a particle. A particulate will not be airborne because they're taking it with them. And it can add up to 400 or 500 pounds of debris that they take with them, from the broken tile to the grout to the thin set. It's amazing how much weight is in that truck when they leave. But that's okay. They've got good vehicles. The vehicles can handle it. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. To find out more about them, and you'll see videos and stuff, you'll go, wow, that's something else. That's what we need in our house, because we do not want the Sahara Dust Bowl going through our house, into our closets, into our clothes, into our lungs, into our kitchen cabinets, onto our dishes. No, you don't want to deal with that. You want Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Go to homeshowradio.com and find out more about them.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros.
Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.